the commercial.
Peace and blessings, everybody. Cypher Supreme Ron in the building, back with another one. We're here to talk about some issues. We're going to call this community control and what it is to have community control. And we're going to also talk about different things that's been going on lately within the black community in general as a whole. You know what I'm saying? In places across the country. And what's needed right now in this time of pandemic and in this time of civil rights and police brutality and stand against racism, white supremacy. Every time I say that word, I want to throw up in my mouth. Anyway. Yeah, we're going to get into it. I got Iset Earth around my eye with me.
And, hey, y'all.
Let's kick it off, man. First and foremost, I'm going to kick it off like this. Man, I want to say something, man, because it's something that's been on my mind. I was going to do a whole podcast about it, but I might as well get out the way because it kind of fits into the subject. Let's talk about July 7th, the so-called blackout day. I'm going to keep it 100. Whether you went shopping or not, I really don't give a damn. This is why. Y'all sit up here and poke your chest out for the ones who didn't go shopping or whatever. And checking in with people and asking them, you know, and y'all shopping and this, that, and the third. I think that that was a puny protest. I don't think one day is good enough. They don't give a shit about you standing home for one fucking day and not shopping.
I agree.
We got to go more harder than the painting that. I can't stress that enough. And until we all willing to do that and collab as one and actually fucking do it, not just in this fucking country, but global fucking wide.
Black dollar globally wide.
Some of y'all, brothers and sisters, may not live where a lot of black businesses are prominent. That's cool. There are some where you at, seek them out. Whether you even got to shop with them online, if there's any necessities as far as grocery stores or something essential that you may need, seek them out and see how the distance is between that. But anyway, the thing is this, man. We have effective protests, and there hasn't been a boycott that effective in many, many years. Like I've said many occasions, you know, we need to do 400, 500, 600 days, whatever we need to do. And not just not shopping, you know what I'm saying? That's shutting the fuck in and shutting the fuck down. Can you handle it? Can you stomach it? I'm pretty sure if we get together and collab, we should be able to do that. If we help each other and things of that nature. I'm going to let you kick in a minute. Just let me finish my thought here. My thing is this. Protesting for one day don't hurt nobody's pocket. Your ass still probably went to fucking work if you got a job. If you're not a, if you're an essential worker or whatever you want to call it, your ass still went to your fucking job. You probably still ordered some food or whatever the fuck you did for one day. I mean, you can do that not even thinking about it. I've stayed in the house and not went no goddamn where before. Think everybody else did? No. That's easy work. Show some goddamn discipline and shut down some shit, man. And don't shop, period. Don't go to work, make these businesses richer because you still helping out. Shut this fucking economy down then if you's about it. About it. I mean, for real, real talk. I would love to see that. I would love for us to do that. I would really love to see people really take this shit very seriously. Because at the end of the day, poking your chest out because you didn't go shopping somewhere for one day ain't gonna get it, man. It don't really fucking matter if people went shopping anyway. I ain't gonna even get on nobody. You know, just like the 4th of July, everybody talking about I'm going to wear my Black Lives Matter shirt. I'm going to wear all black, but still having a barbecue. Still popping fireworks and shit. Firecrackers left and right. You know, and just investing hundreds and thousands of dollars in that bullshit in which you never did one type of celebration. Oh, no. No fucking confetti for Juneteenth, I guess. To each his own, even if you don't celebrate Juneteenth. But all you motherfuckers is somewhere outside for 4th of July. So I don't want to hear shit nobody got to say about Juneteenth. Because you ain't talking about shit. Because if you ain't about nothing, you ain't doing nothing, you ain't saying nothing to me. That shit gonna fall on deaf ears with me, man. It ain't about what you talking on the internet. It's about your actions, man. People can be whatever the fuck they want to be, say whatever the fuck they want to say. But at the end of the day, when I watch people's actions, I see false flagging, fake shit. I'm going to go ahead and let you kick in a little bit before I go back in.
So one thing that could sit in is all those networks we like to watch. Bravo, BET, MTV. There's so many channels, like, pretty much not watching no TV. And plus, there's an app right now called Shudder that plays all black movies, but nobody wants to download the app. There's several apps that means not supporting Gucci and Prada and all them motherfuckers that don't like black folks. And like you said, I just even remember during the civil rights movement, they shut down the bus system for over 300 plus days.
The Montgomery protests. That was the last time anything was effective that I can remember, actually.
Was that like 50, 60 years ago?
A long time ago. But thing is that now we got the internet. I challenge you motherfuckers to stop watching reality TV forever. I challenge you motherfuckers to stay off motherfucking Facebook, Instagram, and shit like that. You know, it's a good platform. I like to put my podcast on there if anybody want to check it out. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. But at the end of the day, when we buckle down and say, hey, look, man, we're going to say fuck this shit and start communicating in a real way, I'm down, man. I'll ride with you. Real talk. You know, this is important. Let them see that you ain't fucking with them on all levels for a long motherfucking time. And watch and see what happened. Just watch. They think you fucking need these motherfucking shits. And at the end of the day, watch it. You're going to see a lot of player hating get exposed. A lot of these black media outlets you're talking about, they're going to start fucking with them. Because when they see motherfuckers going over there, stuff like that, then what? I mean, there are, you know, you got your YouTubes and shit like that. And I heard now that there's a brother that started like a YouTube thing where you make videos as well. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name. I think it, I want to say BlackTube, but it's a couple other stuff like YouTube. We need to cross over to that at least and then support that brother. You know, I don't know nothing about him, but you know what I'm saying? He is a brother, so. But if you just got to make a fucking video, go over there and make one. How effective can we be with just a handful of people doing it? Not at all. It's not going to work, man. So that's why I say I don't give a damn. I mean, like, at the end of the day, it's really useless to sit up here and talk, wasting breath and energy, you know, with lack of community control abroad. If we can't do nothing effectively as one unit, how the fuck somebody going to take us serious, man? I'm just saying.
True.
I'm just saying. But see, everybody want to talk all this and that, but ain't nobody really doing shit, man. And I don't mean necessarily, you know, talking about anybody in particular, because I don't know everybody. But y'all motherfuckers know who I'm talking to. Because when you throw a rock in a pack of dogs, the only one that's going to yelp is the one that got fucking hit. So I'm talking to you motherfuckers. And that's just how I feel about the shit. And yes, I'm going to put this shit on Facebook. And because I want you motherfuckers to hear this. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting heated. Every time I see shit like that, I get disgusted. And y'all keep talking about some fucking white supremacy. How the... Nick, motherfucker. Y'all motherfuckers giving life to that shit because y'all making it so. Y'all want that shit, dude. If you're so mad about the shit, now y'all gonna end up just sounding like a bunch of fucking player haters or something. Motherfucker, you got the tools and everything you need, all the resources you need to do whatever the fuck you gotta do on your fucking own without anybody's help. If you felt that way for real, if you serious about that there, if you bought that life, if you really bought it, start supporting people. Start supporting your own educational system. Stop paying for these motherfucking universities. Private schools, etc. Start paying people like Brother Baba Amin. Support the Uhuru Academy in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
Send him some goddamn money. You know, help his school get built up. He got something going on right here, right now, and y'all ain't supporting the way we supposed to, man. I'm about to send him another donation in a couple days.
Larry Riviera has a school as well.
As well. He has a lot of stuff. Support him. You understand? It's some people that's trying to get stuff done. You know what I'm saying? Who got some real projects going on. That can help. You know what I'm saying? Something that's worthy. Something that's really helping the community strive, man. You know what I'm saying? Wherever city you at. You know what I'm saying? Right, if it's local or if it's abroad, we can do it all. We can all collab, man. It's just that easy. I want to see that happen. You know what I'm saying? I really do.
I know in Compton, California, a young black lady owns her own organic grocery mm-hmm. store.
Yep.
And people don't support that shit. They'll go to Ralph's and other places. We complain. Because I said, like, if we did our shut-in and didn't spend shit, we can come up with a community fund and open a fucking store.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
And then what else shocks me is most of these networks own private fucking prisons. So us giving them ratings is funding private prisons.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo and other stations that.
Damn near every network you change it to. Your premium channels to your basic cable. To your local. All right, now, let's get into it now that you mentioned the young lady in Compton. You know, Ricky Smiley went live. A shout out to Ricky Smiley, too, man. His daughter just got shot, stuff like that, man. She had a good recovery and surgery and stuff like that. Ricky Smiley went live on Facebook July the 3rd. He was pissed off about what happened to a young 8-year-old who lost his life, who got shot at the Galleria Mall. And, you know, he expressed himself only the way he should have expressed himself. So don't get down on a brother if you don't agree with everything he said. Get the general message and what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? I stand with him in how he feel on some things. And you know what I'm saying? And the thing is this, man. He talked about something that I have been talking about for a while that kind of pissed me off. He talked about how the lady in Baltimore had her own business. She had her own beauty salon.
Mm-hmm.
Put it right there in the community. And now she's not around anymore.
She got killed because she got they were killed stealing. Because
they were stealing from her. Ricky Smiley talked about how he was shot. Excuse me. Back in 95.
Mm-hmm.
In his own neighborhood. Point blank range with a sawed-off shotgun. Yeah. He was able to survive as well. Obviously, he became very successful and made some of himself. He kept working hard. He stayed dedicated to his craft, and now he's successful. You know, I mean, this is something we have to do. This is a priority in having community control, man. This is what turned people away from wanting to build something and build up the neighborhood. We keep screaming what we want, what we want, what we need, what we need. What we do, we don't excuse what produced from white racism, white supremacy, but at the same time, we definitely cannot excuse the behavior of our own kind, stealing from each other, robbing and killing each other. It's getting fucking terrible. And you got people that want to even, that do get something and could do something and put something in the neighborhood, give up the fight and want to do something because they worrying about some knucklehead doing some dumb shit and they losing their fucking life and taking them away from their family that they love. And, you know, something's got to give and something got to shake. This is why community control by us, for us, is fucking necessary.
Because it's like, say if I were a business owner, if I have relationships, maybe we need arm somebody to stroll in 8-hour shifts to protect the facilities because nowadays people so nutty you might have to fucking shoot. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I know guards now that have had to kill several people because they tried to kill his manager doing regular ass security, not even on nothing fancy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I don't understand. We scream white supremacy, but it's like we have black devils too that can't stand to see nobody have nothing. Why is that? A lot of people are given opportunities, but guess what? They fuck them up because of their fucking attitude.
Well, see, you saying that, this is when you walk clean into a debate. And then you're going to get into the psychology of why we do what we do.
There's no reason.
And then you got a whole fucking debate about that. And I felt Ricky Smiley about that. He feel like he can't say much because people want to counsel him and get mad at him because he expressed himself.
But at the end of the day,
there
say.
Was nothing to debate about the shit. We don't want to get into this. I'm tired of this psychology discussion. Making excuses about, oh, he had a bad day, so he got a right to do some dumb shit.
Fuck.
And if it wasn't for, here we go. I can't even say that word no more, dude. I ain't finna keep saying that fucking shit. But all we got to keep going into that. And the reason why it is, and the reason, look, man, fuck all that.
Gosh, this is just.
So we gonna have to deal with that then, I guess, you know, or do your part to deal with it. I can't keep saying we, because we may not do shit, is the way I feel. But what I can do is do what I do and go from there and be good with that, I guess. Because at the end of the day, I'm not seeing a whole lot of collaboration. I see a lot of finger pointing. I see a lot of he say, she say bullshit. I hear a lot of fucking excuses. I keep hearing black men tearing down black women tearing down black men, calling each other out for stupid shit. We keep trying to address the same shit, beating a dead fucking horse. What is we gonna get out of it? Who is we helping doing this shit? And we do it on the internet too, right here on this white folks platform. Since y'all want to talk like that, y'all do it right there on this platform. But you pro blackity black woke ass niggas still ain't doing nothing but making a fucking buffoon of yourself. Think about what you're doing. Think before you speak. Think about it. Think about it, bro.
You saw when I was listening to someone live, they just kept acting crazy towards each other. It's like, hey, I put in the comments, if y'all hate each other, block each other, and that's done. But the conversation you're having.
But I'm tired of these meaningless fucking conversations, especially that ratchet shit you talking about. I don't care about that ratchet conversation shit, arguing over dumb shit. It's bigger than that. I'm speaking on a level where we got people arguing, trying to outwoke each other and shit. Want to debate about this, want to debate about that. Then you got people arguing about just stupid ass shit. I mean, how long are we going to keep doing that? I mean, let's stop arguing, dog. Just do some shit, man. I mean, for real. Like, for real. Like, dude, stop fucking arguing about dumb shit. Stop trying to put each other down. And then now you're going to get spiteful, motherfuckers. Now you mad because she's expressed herself and said this. Or now she mad because he expressed himself and said that. And now we steady fighting each other for stupid shit. I mean, come on, man. Get off of it, man. Just shut the fuck up. And then let's get together and do something. It's easy. It's easier. It's easier to do, but yet it's easier said than done. So close, but so fucking far away, I guess.
Well, the shit Terry Crews said, I was like, what the fuck? That shit just made my brain go. I'm like, but what's your point?
He wasn't making no fucking point. You gotta understand his position, too. This fucking dude just got his Johnson grabbed by some little white dude.
Didn't do shit.
For no reason. He didn't really do shit about it until he started talking about he was going to press charges. He didn't whoop the man's ass. I mean, somebody made a major point. Make you wonder, a dude that damn big and some little white dude come up here and grab your man meat, right? And he felt comfortable doing it. Why? You got to think about that. Make you go, what you hear about, dude, to make you feel comfortable enough, you can go up there and grope this big dude, this 6'4",
200 plus
pound built dude. You know what I'm saying?
That makes me think, is he one of those?
And I don't know. What did you allow beforehand? Something we didn't see behind the scenes.
Because my thing is, I don't care if you're a homosexual female. If you grab me, I'm going to slap the fuck out of you. Like, I don't get down like that.
If it's not invited or welcome, we know that's sexual harassment. So he made a complaint. But we know, in reality, any red-blooded black man, heterosexual, let somebody grope him and shit, you know what's going to happen after that. Even if you don't necessarily full out assault him, you're going to do something. You're going to put hands on him in some type of way. You're going to push him up against the wall, knock him the fuck down.
I've known people take it and put people in a hospital that do that shit and damn near kill them.
Yeah, that was a risky type of thing, man. You know what I'm saying? That's almost a trauma experience. And I don't want to deviate and keep talking about that, but I'm saying that to say this. Dude fucking position is awkward in the first place because, for one, he's a Hollywood figure.
Yep.
And you want to be an advocate for everybody.
Fuck that shit.
And stuff like that, right? So, the reason why he's saying what he's saying and deviating from what the fuck the point, what the movement was for, is because he's confused, period. He just wanted a finger to point at. He another finger pointing, but he coming from a different stance. He's definitely going to be marked A, number one, coon, and stuff like that for what he said. This dude made no points at all. He should have never came out and said nothing.
He tweeted. That's what pissed everybody off.
He should have kept that shit to himself. Every time, you don't have to say everything about everything every time. I don't even fucking do that. Some stuff you just got to keep to yourself, because at the end of the day, all you're doing is playing yourself and you're putting yourself out there in a bad way.
Well, my thing is this, you can't be for everybody any damn way. If I'm a black woman and you don't like me because I'm black, I could never fucking be for you any motherfucking way. You could be a black devil, a Mexican devil. If your energy ain't right, I'm not for your motherfucking ass. Point blank and period. If you're like, nigga, I don't like you, you are my enemy. And that's how it goes. Point blank and period. So I, listening to that, like in my brain, I try to make sense of it, but you're right. There's no point. Mm-mm. So I basically took it as he's saying, Black Lives Matter, stupid. But we're still, 400 fucking years later, still fighting to be treated like a fucking human.
I'm trying to figure out when the fuck and how in the fuck did Black Lives Matter become the motherfucking franchise or the leader of fucking civil rights or police brutality or anything. Why is this so heavily promoted in the media? We can start talking about Soros. We can talk about this. We can talk about, dude, I don't want to talk about it no more. I just see what's going on. And you know what? If y'all gonna keep riding that wave and keep that shit popping, go right ahead. But the best thing is to dead all that shit and just walk right and stand on right, man, and leave it at that. You know, and that's how you got to do it. You know what it may start out to be or what it is now or what you want it to be or what it will be is two different things. So,
because I believe they have people all over that are paid actors to cause confusion and shit. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's his fucking job. That man don't give a fuck as long as he gets paid and he's a little whipping boy.
They tell a lot of people that. I mean, he ain't the only one who came out and said some dumbass shit. I mean, we know about the shit Trina came out and said. We know about the shit that a whole bunch of other so-called celebrities said. I don't give a fuck about what they say, to be honest. I really don't. I don't give a fuck about what they talking about. I mean, it's just good conversation piece if you just want to talk about something, yeah. But I don't give a fuck about that shit. I'm like on some real serious shit. If motherfuckers like him don't want to jump on board and help out when he in a position to really do something, then fuck him too. And fuck whoever else think like him. Right? So, you know.
You have some people too, when people have been in the situation where they've stopped police from killing people, you've had people who have money bail those protesters out. Like, thank you, we get you out. See, that's some
I think Ice Cube did it. I think Ice Cube said he'd put up, no, he didn't bail people out, but he was saying he was pushing for no arrest. For all the people who loot in their business, he said he would offer a pretty decent amount of money if there were no arrest afterwards. So that's kind of like bailing them out, but.
But it's like you said.
They like, shit, man, we can get way more money than that. We're going to lock some motherfuckers up. That's the way they looked at it.
Because it's a quota for these fuckers. People don't understand it's a quota. Every arrest they get these bonuses and salaries like selling shit.
Yeah. And then you got to question the motives behind this shit. I mean, like, hey, what? Yeah, I ain't going to go there because all I'm going to do is fuel more dumb, woke motherfuckers. Stupid, dumb niggas. Smart, dumb niggas. I'm going to be real careful on how I talk this time because I don't want to hear shit because, you know, all you're going to do is make me mad. And I'm tired of getting mad at dummies because this is a waste of breath and a waste of time. At the end of the day, none of you motherfuckers going to do shit. Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. And I know it. And you know it, too.
Right. Because people always say, well, what can we do when I give solutions? People make an issue. I even posted in these so-called woke groups. We need to have meetings and discuss what we can do for the people. Ain't nobody say shit. Mm-mm. But y'all complain. That's what I'm saying. Shut the fuck up if you're not going to do shit. Even a helping hand, I tell people, for our people, when you know someone has been in trouble and they need full help and somebody like that, it's helping.
It was just like conversation, I guess. And they like to talk a good one and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we can be a lot more effective if we start doing. Just simply just start doing. That'd be even more effective. We ain't even got to collab and do nothing. Just start doing this shit. Just take it in stride and start doing it. And start moving. So eventually we're going to end up coming together and moving like one anyway. Just start doing shit. Live your life the way you feel like you're supposed to. Because really you're not. You admitting to yourself that it is such things racist and white supremacy if you ain't moving right. If you telling me you can't help yourself but to do this and do that, you're not living the way you want to live. And then you sit up here and make a post saying you're living your best life, but you not, motherfucker. You're not living the way you want to live. You're not doing what you want to do. You a fucking liar. Because you doing shit that you don't want to do every fucking day. So stop acting and talking and shit and do something about it, man. You act like you can't never try and do something. I know you may be a little scared, but that's what makes you courageous. When that element of fear is there, that's what makes you brave. If you ain't scared, that'll make you brave. You know, walking through the fire is what makes you brave because you know it's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Yes.
But y'all don't know nothing about that, though. Y'all ain't walked through there. You know what I'm saying? You ain't walk in the dark yet. You understand? Now, a lot of y'all haven't. I ain't saying everybody. There's a few brothers and sisters out here that have and know exactly what I'm talking about when I use that phrase. When you do that, then come holler at me about some shit because you ain't going to be able to do it. You know, if you ain't trying to or attempting to or none of that shit. But, you know, if any time, that's when I call somebody out on that shit. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't about me trying to belittle nobody, make somebody feel bad, stand up over somebody and try to make myself bigger or better than anybody. I'm just calling for some real shit in a time of crisis. It's shit that we can do for ourselves, even in this pandemic, to help one another in our own places of where we reside at throughout the country and reach our hand and extend our hand way across the country if we can. But a lot of us have not decided to do so. And I think it's majorly important for us to start walking the right way and walk the right path and do that for each other. And then we can have something to hold on to and be proud of and really poke our chest out and stand up for it, because that'll be the genesis of what needs to be done. Eventually what will be done, but we won't never see that come to fruition if we don't start building the blocks to keep it going. We got to elevate that. It's important. We got to elevate that.
Well, I protested in my own way as not watching football, and it's been so long, yeah. I couldn't even tell you.
I wouldn't even do it no more. I mean, shoot. I mean, I protested physically. I mean, you know, you was there, but we physically protested before. We don't held up the signs and wore our little shirts before and yelled and screamed and all that good shit. But, man, that shit is dead, man. Fuck all that.
Protesting hasn't worked since 1970s. Do some real
boycotting is more effective than protesting. You want to see how shit works, man. That beloved economy, bro, is what I'm talking. You want to do that, man. Do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, is all that shit fucking up businesses and small businesses in your own community? That shit dead too, man, because motherfuckers don't got no act right when it comes to that. Ain't no structure in that shit. Ain't nobody out here structuring nothing no more.
It's just like, oh, you know, let's go saying? Burn shit down. But even from my home place of Los Angeles, all of them stores in my hood, we don't own not a motherfucking thing. It's whites, Arabs, and Asians.
You know what else we don't need? We don't need these shit shows either. Motherfuckers out here acting like they bought it and they finna run up on a motherfucker. I seen that fake ass shit. That shit fake, bro. A lot of it is. I ain't saying all y'all, man. Y'all know who I'm talking about. But all y'all acting like y'all ready to ride and yeah, man. Dude, kill that shit, man.
You have Look. To speaking don't mean shit is action.
That man, means- I don't give a fuck. How many times you whip out a cell phone, flex your weapons, whatever the fuck you think you finna, that don't mean shit. It don't. And like I said, man, the carnal part of it is not the way to win spiritual warfare. You ain't gonna win that way. You got to use that mind. You got to open your mind, and you can easily just start doing things. It's action, dog. It's action.
We need to start without reading more.
Even violence being produced.
We need to read more and learn where the fuck we came from. I heard people say,
not only that, read more and research more. And right. Think about what you can do and start reaching out to people.
Right.
Research and reach out. How about that?
But see, doing something is, I could be walking down the street, seeing a cop killing one of my brothers and go, hey, I don't accept that shit. obsessive force, and whatever happens after that, even if he's like, bitch, you're under arrest, but you're not gonna kill him, and I'm not gonna watch and stand for it, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Like that lady did in that video you showed me.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we have to focus on stuff like that too, and let a brother know or sister know, and be comforted in the fact that, you know, we here for each other. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And, you know, they may take you and haul you off and put you in the bin for a hot minute. But at the end of the day, you know, we got to be able to comfort our brother and our sister and say, okay, everything's going to be all right. We'll come see about you. We'll get together and do that. We don't see enough of that either. Especially when it comes to stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But we also don't want to encourage or incite something bigger because they had that confidence to do that, you know, because they know somebody gonna come get them. You know, we talking about for just these travesties of justice and wrongful arrest and assaults and things of that nature. You know, we have to be more supportive of each other for that's what I'm speaking about. And I think the more we continue to do that, and then I have to start locally everywhere where you at, though. You got to have people willing to step up and do that, you know. And but how about this? How about, first of all, let's say this before we even get to that extreme part. How about preventing and doing stuff and moving right, preventing that even from happening at all? Because at the end of the day, we still got to feed cash money to these motherfuckers just to get you out. You understand? That ain't what the goal is per se, because we don't want to even have an environment to where you give them a platform to take you.
Right.
Attempt to take you or none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's certain things that we got to do. This pandemic in a way can be a blessing because, you know, they encourage you to stay at home, stay with your family, teach the babies.
Yes.
You know, do what you can. Put time, invest some good time. That's the best investment you can make at home. And then when you do have to go outside, after you don't meditate it, you know, sat back, got your little sun, you did a little stargazing, moon gazing at night, whatever you do to get right and settle your mind and stuff like that. That'll help you a little bit more in making your decisions. And, you know, from being so hot-headed when you get rolled up on, or even when you may accidentally bump shoulders with your brother, you know, to keep from, you know, the beef low, you know what I'm saying? Instead, you know, shake somebody's hand or socially distance, nod at each other, talk to each other, whatever the case may be. And y'all chop it up and build something from there. And then, you know, you go do what you got to do, get your items and get back home to your family without incident. That's what we want to focus on first and foremost.
I agree with you, but we also have to make better decisions. Like you said, sometimes it's best to just shut the fuck up and walk away.
That's what I'm saying. If something like that happened, you want to do everything in your power to not have that happen to you. You know, I know there's a lot of hostility out here and a lot of brothers and sisters is mad and tired of the bullshit, but sometimes you got to know what to do and how to move. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, when they roll up on you, or if you have any problems with somebody on the street or whatever the case may be, all around, sometimes you got to conduct yourself and move a different way and see if you get positive results. I think a lot of people live longer that way, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's included the police.
Just saying that earlier. It's like if they want us to have peace, instead of coming aggressive, they can talk to people like they're somebody. That you get more bees with honey than vinegar. Because if you're like, da-da-da-da-da, it's going to cause the other person to be like, blah-blah-blah, back.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're arrested for assaulting an officer or resisting arrest.
Yep. They pull all types of stupid shit on you. You jerk your arm the wrong way, they'll say you was resisting. You know what I'm saying? So we got to be mindful of all that stuff. You know, we really do, man. We really do. It's important.
But back to what you were saying, I just never understood in my mind why our people want to hurt each other. For what? No, makes sense.
You know what? I'm scared to have this conversation sometimes. Because you know what? I don't have this conversation hundreds of times. And don't think I'm scared in such a way where I won't challenge a motherfucker and break them down. But I'm so tired of hearing the same old regurgitated shit about the psychology of shit. You know what?
Choices.
I mean, I can see they've been going to it, and I can definitely, to a degree, have some validity to it, but we're talking about choices that we make, and I don't know why we don't realize by now that the brother and the sister that look like you is not your fucking enemy. The people that live around your community is not your enemy. Because, I mean, who's really holding you back in your community? We sitting up here talking about some of you mad, you big mad, because I'm saucy. I hear the dumbest ignorant shit these days. You mad because of this. But who's stopping you? Can they person stop you from being that? What the fuck you worried about it for? Y'all arguing with some dumb shit. I be hearing a lot of dumbass arguments. I'm like, look here, man. Ain't nobody holding you back. And really, nobody can hold you back. And that's even big old Mr. White Supremacy either. If you really want to get up and get down, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and, you know.
Because if you don't pay it, mind. Like, I had someone say some real fucked up shit to me on here. And I saw.
Crying and begging about some fucking legislation. Man, fuck out of here. Anyway.
But I tell people the laws of the land and America's forefathers didn't mean shit to black folks. And the laws of the land was never for fucking us. Point blank and fucking period. And yet and still.
It is us. We belong. And that's one thing you got to realize. The shit was ours. And you gave it away.
Right.
Fair and fucking square, if you want to call it like that. I mean, you want it back, take it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been screaming forever. People just go, what do you mean?
Or do you not want to? Or you just want to be on top and run it the same way they run it. You understand the powers that be. You know what I'm saying? It'll stop color labeling shit. I'm tired of that too, to be honest. Can't always color label shit all the time and colorism is shit.
Because if someone does,
we got enough
nice
problem in our own community about team light skin, team dark skin. Don't sit up here and tell me we don't need to hold each other accountable when we still got that shit going on in our fucking community. You some motherfucking Willie List children like a motherfucker out here. You telling me we don't need to put that fire out first? Before we can move forward and do something, you out your fucking mind. If you think you're going to do something else, because the only thing you doing when it comes to the white man is you bitching and complaining and crying and whining all the fucking time. You ain't doing nothing. Shut the fuck up.
Plus, it doesn't matter if you're black as night or light as day. Melanin is still fucking melanin.
Right. But we can't get past that bullshit. Y'all motherfuckers sound ignorant as a motherfucker. And y'all know it. Can y'all stop the bullshit? Because I don't give a fuck what complexion you is.
You'll be nice to me. You nice to me.
I rock with you. I rock with you. Period. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about nothing. Really, you rocking right, you moving right, when we move it together.
I just find, not to be mean or anything, but lighter people have this confidence.
Here you go with this bullshit. See, this is what we got to get away from. We got to get away from worrying about what light skin complex is, what a dark skin complex is. Dude, where does this come from? Why do you have a complex? You know what I'm saying? Well, we give each other complexes trying to knock each other's self-esteem down and shit.
Well, it all goes back to, like, I read the William Lynch letters in The Making of a Slave, and everything this man has done
it
still stands, and that shit was in 1765 or some shit.
Absolutely.
And we're in 2020.
Absolutely.
And you're just like, I tell people, read and understand, because my thing is, within my family, we come in all fucking shades. I don't give a fuck. You light, brown, purple, black. Mm-hmm. Light, why does it matter? Mm-hmm. We should love each other. I saw people, like, even in Africa, they have some lighter complexion people that are African. And if you didn't know, you'd be like, oh, she's white. No, she's not. She's black like me. Mm-hmm. She's just lighter. Does it fucking matter? No. Because that same lady that's lighter can make a darker skinned child. Does it matter?
Right.
Or two brown skinned people can make a light baby. Does it matter? Genetic makeup, DNA.
Matter to me is another black baby born. It's good. I don't care. I mean, so? Man, look, man. My thing is this, man. I don't know. We need community control. These are some of the things that we bring up every day, and we need to step back and look at it and see and analyze it for ourselves in a real way. That's how we start healing and bring about community control within self. And that will naturally progress and happen you know, just like that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna happen overnight, but it started gradually happening. And then how you see how that works when a lot of other bullshit start phasing out once we start handling shit amongst yourselves. You know, next thing you know, the only reason why they're gonna be rolling around fucking with you is see what the fuck we doing, being nosy. Damn, what the fuck they doing?
They all calm and shit inside. Hey,
everything, the fuck going on? You know, next thing you know, then that's when you start worrying about getting that little Somerville versus Rosewood action. You know, when you're prospering and shit like that, then you got to start getting ready. You know, be ready so you won't have to get ready. You understand? And that's when you got to worry about that little Black Wall Street action. You know what I'm saying? Right. After you get together with that, that's when you start concentrating. You got to start building the blocks, man, before you make the building and shit. Right?
It's just like a tree from the roots on up, the branches and everything.
Right. But we already know.
I'm starting to feel.
Because how the hell are we going to worry about that phase if we can't even stand with each other any motherfucking way? We're going to be sticking each other to our motherfucking back trying to fight something. Get the fuck. Man, stop. I'm mad at this dude. This is my opportunity to get him. This is the way y'all niggas be thinking, man. Y'all stupid, man.
But it's crazy we want to fight each other, but we don't want to fight those that hurt us. We run like we scared.
I don't remember too many people. Like Ricky Smiley said, I don't remember too many people coming down there, showing up, being about it at no Trump rally. I don't remember nobody doing all that shit. I mean, where people actually physically at, motherfucker. Show, man, put that shit on film. But see, you ain't gonna have time to put that on camera, because who the fuck got time to hold a cell phone and a gun? The revolution will not be fucking televised. Get the fuck out of here, bro. I don't fucking believe you, Jack.
Plus,
put that fucking cell phone down, nigga.
Plus, everything we do does not need to be on fucking camera any motherfucking
no,
way.
No, the fuck it don't.
So you're incriminating yourself?
Think about it, man. It's a shit show, for one. I know what that is. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't gonna even sweat that bullshit.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? So we ain't gonna do that, man. I'm not giving that shit no energy.
Well, I feel some of our people still invoke this supposed white supremacy fucking attitude. Then you gotta look in yourself. Like, how can you be a black man or a woman and say, I don't fuck with black men and women, I'm going to the other? That make you sound fucking crazy.
Well, stepping out of community is not a good thing. Look, that's what we're talking about, controlling the community. And let's treat each other better and make a better home and house for our women, please. And the more happier you make them, the less shit you have to hear.
That's true.
So y'all can work on that, or y'all gonna keep making videos about each other and talking shit about single black moms and bum ass niggas and dirty dick Rotneys and all this shit. Y'all can keep going with that, but
it don't make sense.
That shit getting old, it's getting dead. I know it's how a lot of y'all make a living too. So, but at the end of the day, man, cut that shit out, man. Let's do better, man. All right, man. Peace and blessings. Thank y'all for listening. I'm out.
Thank you.